Heavenly Father, we pray that you would open the eyes of our understanding as we together get into your word. We love you, Jesus, and thank you for continuing the good work you began in us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Colossians chapter 3, verse 3 says the following. He's talking to the body of Christ. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. So the surrounding text, beginning in verse 1, Colossians 3, if ye then be risen with Christ, and the way we're risen with Christ is that we're first dead and buried with him, and that's what happened when we repented. We denied or disowned ourselves so that we could give ourselves to Christ. The Bible also says that you are no longer your own. You are bought with a price. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. So why don't we say it out loud, that I am dead and my life is hid with Christ in God. I am no longer my own. I am bought with the price of the blood of Jesus. If ye then be risen with Christ, now that you're dead with him, you're risen with him, we are to seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. One of the elemental, the foundational principle doctrines of Christ is the doctrine of baptisms, plural. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 2. So to be baptized into Christ means to be immersed into Christ. Everyone who is hid with Christ in God is saved under divine grace, or saved by Christ. So Romans 6, 3 says that we're baptized into Jesus Christ, baptized unto or into his death. So when Jesus saves us, we are baptized with him into his death. Galatians 2 verse 20, I am crucified with Christ. Romans 6, 3, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? So we're baptized into Jesus Christ, we're baptized into his death. And the next verse, verse 4, Romans 6, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death. So this is what Paul is speaking about in Colossians 3:3 when he says, you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. Verse 4 also of Romans 6. Now notice, first of all, we're baptized into Jesus Christ, into his death, and we're buried with him. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead, resurrection, by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life, or resurrection life and victory. So what we're seeing here is that death and burial, or being immersed into the death and burial of Christ, must of necessity precede or come before the resurrection we experience with Christ through the daily cross life. There is no other way to walk with Jesus outside of the crucified life whereby we are raised up with him. Verse 5, Romans 6, for if we have been planted together, notice the downward word there, planted or buried together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Notice in verse 5 of Romans 6, two phrases. The first is his death, and the second is his resurrection. I want to ask everybody a question concerning Christ and his redemption. What came first in the life of Christ? Was it the death or the burial or the resurrection? So we read also in Hebrews 2:14 that Jesus defeated death and Satan and sin by what? By dying. Jesus defeated all of our enemies by dying, whereby he was then raised up or resurrected. Redemption culminated, it was finalized in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So what we're reading about today is about our own death and burial with Christ so that we can be raised up to glorify him in this life. Our death and burial with Christ is a letting go and letting God. Our dying and being buried with Christ is not a striving or a struggle, but rather a surrender. The Bible says, "Thou fool, that which thou sowest or plants is not quickened or raised up except it die." So there can be no resurrection until there is first a death and burial. In order to get a crop to come out of a seed, to come up out of the ground, to be raised up, resurrected out of the soil, that seed must first be planted. So that's what our lives look like as the Bible describes them. We're dying downward. When Jesus was dying on the cross for our sins, he declared to the Father, "Into thy hands I commend or submit my spirit." And then he gave up the ghost, Luke 23:46. And we should ask ourselves, are we willing today to declare with Jesus to the Father that we are submitting our spirit into his holy hands? The Bible says, "Death is swallowed up in victory." Death in Christ and with Christ will always result in the resurrection life of Christ, raising us up into complete victory, ultimately into eternal glory. Ultimately, we're going to be raised up into eternal glory with Christ and the Father and the saints of the ages as we are planted downward in the death and burial of Christ in this life. So we can be completely confident that as we die downward in surrender and in the death and burial of Christ, God is going to raise us up into his victory. God's answer to death and burial is resurrection. So the resurrection is the ultimate victory. And in order to experience the resurrection life of Christ in our lives, we must be dead and buried. So much can be said here, saints. I hope this causes our ears to be attuned to the rhythm of the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ relived in our daily lives every day. Before we pray, let me go back over some phrases in Romans 6. We're baptized into Jesus Christ. We're baptized into his death. So then verse 4 says, we're buried with Christ by baptism or immersion into his death. So we are immersed into the death of Christ. Then verse 5 speaks of God raising us up in the likeness of Christ's resurrection. That's the order of the gospel, the cross. It's the death, burial, and then the resurrection of Christ in our daily lives to bring us into the full victory that God ordains, that we live holy and set apart unto him, overcoming all sins. Romans 6:7, for he that is dead is freed from sin.
Now, in light of this biblical truth, let's pray all together, yet individually.
Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of Jesus. I am now crucified with Christ. I am planted together in the likeness of his death and burial. And I know that you are raising me up into the victory you ordained me to walk in. And I know that you will ultimately raise me up into eternal glory with yourself and the saints.
Lord, here and now I pray and declare,
into your hands I now commend, I submit my spirit, my life, in Jesus' name, amen.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. That's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together, in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.